Lee for breakfast.
Test drive the fantastic Volkswagen Tiguan 132 TSI Hardline Edition and ask about the fantastic 2.99% finance rate at Whipple's Volkswagen.
Well, this bloke was one of the pioneers of Australian music, and he opened the door for the likes of Bon Scott and Jimmy Barnes and Michael Hutchins, the type of singers that we are celebrating throughout Oztober here on Triple M. Where would we be if it hadn't have been for the great J.O.K.? And you will be able to relive the magic of a Johnny O'Keefe show when Andrew O'Keefe shouts Johnny O'Keefe this Saturday night, the beautiful Empire Theatre, a two-hour show that will see the Wild One come to life in concert. And Andrew O'Keefe joins me for breakfast this morning. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Mate, I'm well. Very excited about this show, I've got to say, because of you know, my parents, who were 40 when I was born in 1970, yeah. So giving a bit away from myself here, they were lucky enough to actually have seen J.O.K. in concert. And my father never got that excited about music, but he used to talk about Johnny O'Keefe and he'd say, look, he didn't have the greatest voice, but when he came on stage, yeah. He grabbed the audience by the short and curlies and held them for, you know, an hour or so in the palm of his hand. He said he was just magic. And, he was extraordinary, yeah. Wasn't he?
Johnny always said himself, you know, I'm not a singer, I'm an entertainer.
Yes.
And he really was the quintessential entertainer. But I must say, I think he understated his abilities a bit, because in learning his songs, I've realised that he had actually an incredible voice. It wasn't the purest voice in the world,
yes.
But he could belt out something in a scream, in a wail, a bellow, in the highest kind of register. And then drop down into a really conversational, you know, crooning tone in the next bar. And the kind of, you know, control that was required for that is incredible. He really learnt that as a kid. He spent all the money that he earned in his father's furniture store getting records imported from the United States to listen to all the, you know, the early rock and roll greats. And you learn how to sing like that long before anyone else in Australia ever thought of singing like that.
Yeah,
and I think,
yeah.
You know, when you think of your dad, for example, who, you know, may not have been the greatest music fan ever, but reacted
no.
to Johnny.
Oh,
what they reacted to as much as the songs was just the explosion of life that he brought to Australia at that time.
And he certainly did. I mean, he changed everything as far as, you know, people were very invested in American and British singers, and people were invested
yeah.
in, and music companies wanted Australian artists to recreate those. Most of the, you know, chart hits at the time were recreations of American and British hits. And Johnny said, well, here we go, have a go at this, and gave
yeah,
it something,
that's right.
a very different feel and a very uniquely Australian feel to what he did.
Well, I think, you know, what is really interesting about Johnny is what you say. I mean, he was quintessentially Australian sort
yeah.
of bloke. I mean, he was a real larrikin, but he was also a smart, motivated guy who was, you know, they were coming out of the war, they were coming out of a depression before that,
yes.
and suddenly there was the freedom to express yourself. And this was the first time that there'd ever been such a concept as a teenager in Australian society. I mean, either you're a kid or you're an adult, and if you are sort of what we now call a teenager, you were just a mini adult. But suddenly,
yes.
There was a whole new world. You've got to remember, people were kids of that age at that time. They were listening to Perry Como and you know, they were listening to the Balladeers. They were tying yellow ribbons around the old oak tree and at their dances. And then suddenly there was J.O.K. I mean, he was very early adopter. I mean, Bill Haley released Rock Around the Clock in 56.
Yes.
Elvis released Heartbreak Hotel in 57. And then J.O.K. released The Wild One in 58. And he really had to hassle radio stations. He had to hassle promoters.
Yes.
He had to literally drive around.
Famously driving to see John Laws and handing the disc over to the likes of Lawsy back in the day.
Absolutely
yeah.
right, and he would have to bribe people
yeah.
to play the disc.
Yep.
And he'd cover hundreds of kilometres in his car, putting up posters for himself, that kind of thing. And eventually, it broke through, and they realised that Australians had a taste for Australian artists.
One of the things I love is obviously your intimate knowledge being part of the family, and you tell some stories as well, some that maybe people haven't even heard before, intertwined with the music, which I think makes it, an incredible show.
Well, I just had such a fondness for Uncle John. I mean, I was only pretty young when he died, but they were a very, very close family. My father and John and their sister Anne were incredibly tight sort of, Catholic family of the time. And so all of the birthdays, Christmases, Easters, St. Smithers Day, whatever, we would always spend together. And I just had the very, very fondest memories of what a cool cat he was. I mean, I didn't realise at that point that he was a big star, but, when you drove down the street in his Pontiac Firebird, and people would sort of stop and wave and call out to him, and you think, who is this dude? You knew that he was somewhat different to your other aunts and uncles.
That's exactly right. The coolest uncle ever, there's no doubt about that. And for you, this I'm sure gives you the opportunity to take on your other love and be able to belt out some tunes for a couple of hours.
Oh, it really does. I can't tell you how much. I mean, I love working on the telly, Lee. I really do.
Yep.
I wouldn't say that with my employer listening any other way, and not with my accountant listening either. But there's nothing like the thrill of live performance, because the audience becomes a part of the show.
Yes.
I mean, you take the cues from the audience, what they respond to, you give them more of, and then that beautiful moment where you don't know whether you're manipulating them or they're manipulating you, and it turns out that no one's manipulating anyone. You join together to create something unique, and every audience is different, so you get a different show every time. I love that feeling.
And I'd imagine there's a little added pressure too, because being part of the family, it could get a bit awkward at Christmas time if you don't do this justice.
Yep, there have been a few discussions around that.
Yes.
You bet.
I can only imagine. Well, it's this Saturday night, the Empire Theatre. It's one of the most magnificent venues anywhere in the country, and you'll see a great show there. Get your tickets, empiretheatre.com.au, 1300 655 299. Andrew O'Keefe shouting, Johnny O'Keefe. Andrew, mate, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure, mate. Thanks so much. And I look forward to seeing people there. Cheers, mate.
Well, since the inaugural event in 2012, the Hooper Accountants Toowoomba International has grown significantly. And it wraps up this weekend at the Toowoomba Regional Tennis Centre at the USQ. Tournament director is Emma Crichton, and she joins us for breakfast. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm well. Obviously, it's been a fantastic few days of tennis there, but it's also been a magnificent few years, because this has been one highly regarded and awarded tennis tournament, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has. We've been very, very fortunate to be able to host such an amazing event in Toowoomba for, I think, about 7 years now. So, and it's definitely been award-winning. We've taken out awards at the Tennis Queensland Awards and Newcombe.
I mean, fantastic. I think it was 5 years in a row, the Tennis Queensland's most outstanding professional tournament of the year. I mean, that is something to be very proud of. And I'm sure Hooper Accountants are very proud to be a part of it over those years.
Yes, definitely.
Obviously, it's been running now for a few days, so I'm assuming that this weekend we're down to the pointy end.
We are. We're getting to the pointy end. So today we are at the quarterfinals for the singles. So that will get kicked off today, obviously, weather permitting. I think our forecast is not great.
Yeah, a bit of rain, I know.
Yeah, but, I mean, it will be well received. I'm a local, so, it definitely needs the rain. And the team at Toowoomba Tennis have serviced the squeegee, so we are ready to roll and get the courts dry once the rain's been, so that's no worries. But, but we're also kicking off with the men's doubles final at 10:30 as well this morning.
Wonderful.
So that will be done this morning, and then quarterfinals for singles, semis tomorrow, and then obviously finals on Sunday.
Fantastic. So over the weekend, when can people go along to see some tennis?
Anyone's welcome anytime to come and pop in and watch, play. Usually, like today, starting at 10:30. The schedule will be something that we need to work on with how the weather plays out today for tomorrow. But 11 o'clock would be our preferred time tomorrow, and then the same again for finals on Sunday at 11 o'clock.
Fantastic.
But, I mean, there's lots of stuff going on. You can pop in and have breakfast this morning at Hooper Accountants with Casey Delacqua.
Wow.
As well. Yeah. So at 100 Neal Street this morning, they're raising money for Hope Horizons. So Casey's joining us this weekend, which is awesome. And then obviously on Sunday, there's also a courtside lunch as well, raising money for Hope Horizons.
That is fantastic. Well, it is a wonderful showcase of the up and coming tennis stars, the ones that you'll be seeing in the future. And it's very important too for some world ranking points, isn't it?
Absolutely. So this is their stepping stone onto that world ranking platform.
Yes.
So quite often you'll see people that, or the players that play here this year, there will be a small percentage of them that will end up in a qualifying for a Grand Slam somewhere in the coming 12 months.
Isn't that fantastic?
So that happens every year, pretty much.
Well, how wonderful it is that it is right here in the Garden City, the Hooper Accountants magnificent tournament that is happening this weekend, the Toowoomba International, and wrapping up on Sunday at the Toowoomba Regional Tennis Centre out there at the USQ. It's a great spot too. Emma Crichton, Tournament Director, thank you for your time this morning and all the best with the weekend's tennis. And we hope that it works out with the much-needed rain.
Absolutely. We'll welcome it, but we'll also work with it. Thanks so much, Lee.
No problem. Well, my favourite time of the week is we get to talk all things food around the region. Kristen O'Brien, Dine Darling Downs, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. How are you going?
Great. Looking forward to a big weekend of tucking into some goodies, and you've got some great suggestions for us.
Well, I do. I thought we would kick off Friday Foodies on a sweet note this week with a recommendation on where you can satisfy your sweet cravings, and that would be at the Baker's Duck.
Ah, you're talking my language. They serve up some of the best goodies in southeast Queensland. In fact, I remember when they were in their original location and we used to line up and sometimes in the rain, yes, we did used to get rain in Toowoomba, for like 15 minutes to get to the front of the queue. It was amazing and it's great in their new location.
And it's wonderful that they've developed this business and they're doing so well in their new location. But the menu changes regularly and because they source local seasonal produce where they can to create these masterpieces that they make there. Some of my favourites are the sausage rolls.
Yes.
Have you tried them?
Oh, yeah.
and they're cruffins. So a cruffin's a cross between a croissant and a muffin. So last week I tried a banoffee cruffin, which was topped with buttercream and banana. I know. And in the middle was this really rich caramel sauce. Oh, my goodness. It was just heavenly.
Look, and they also serve up delicious single origin coffee, artisan sourdough croissants, and don't forget the Danish.
Oh, the Danish. And, look, I'll tell you what, the Nutella-filled croissants.
Oh, my daughter's favourite, yes.
So, the Baker's Duck, it's definitely our pick for your weekend brekkie. So, you'll find them at 124 Campbell Street. But like you say, there's often a lineup, so get in early.
All right, next up, a great event coming up in Stanthorpe for all the wine lovers out there.
Yes, I know you're partial to a good drop of wine, Lee, and so am I. So the Australian Small Winemakers Public Wine Tasting Event, it's on in Stanthorpe, and it's something I think you should add to the list.
Yeah, it's coming up Saturday the 26th of October there in beautiful Stanthorpe at the showgrounds. $70 ticket price, but boy, what an afternoon lineup.
Well, yes, the lineup's pretty big. So for $70, it includes 4 hours of wine tasting. There's finger food and canapes. They've got live entertainment in the afternoon. You receive also a free etched tasting glass so that you can get that refill.
Yum.
I know, that sounds pretty good. There's a selection of wine for tasting from the complimentary show results catalogue. So I think we're tasting the best of the best. And the doors open at 1 p.m. and that's on Saturday the 26th of October at Stanthorpe Showgrounds.
Obviously an 18 years and over event. Great way to support the regional winemakers and the region of Stanthorpe. They could really use your support. Don't forget, before you head out, nominate your designated driver for the day and do it responsibly. And make sure you go and find out everything you need to know about our food around the region with Dine Darling Downs, their website, Facebook and Instagram page. And Kristen O'Brien, we'll talk all things food next Friday.
We will. I look forward to that. And I'm looking forward to rain tomorrow. So everything's crossed. It's going to rain on the weekend. So that's what we need most.
Let's hope so. Mm-hmm. All right. Talk to you then.
Take care. Bye.
You cannot be serious.
Yes, I'm serious. And we've heard Donald Trump bandy this term about for the last 3 years.
You are fake news.
So a lot of it is fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
But it's come as a bit of a surprise to many that the Oxford English Dictionary is now recognising it as an official word.
Fake news.
No, unfortunately, it's not. But if the president tries to take claim for it, well, that probably is.
Fake news.
Exactly. The term itself dates back to 1890. and a piece written on a mine strike that the journalist at the time called fake news. The Oxford Dictionary announcing the real news about fake news via social media on Wednesday morning. But surely this is a joke.
Don't be rude.
Well, I'm not being rude, but I'd just like to ask...
No, I'm not going to give you a question.
Well, I'd just like to know...
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
Oh, forget it. And a Japanese university student of ninja history has received an A for handing in a blank piece of paper.
Fake news.
Well, no, it's not actually, because not everything is as it seems. Her professor realizing it was written using an old ninja technique, invisible ink. Yes, I handed in many a piece of homework using the same technique back in my day. Imi Haga, a 19-year-old first-year student at Mie University, used a ninja communication method called aburadashi, in which words are written using soybean extract mixed with water, to write about her visit to a ninja museum, the words becoming invisible after the ink dries, but then reappearing when the paper is heated. Imi would have received an A+, but unfortunately, while the professor was trying to heat the paper to read the ink, it caught fire.
You cannot be serious!
Triple M.
The shows. The stars. The glamour. The big wins. And the occasional fail. It's all in Lee's Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs 864 Triple M.
Following the departure of George, Gary and Matt, the end of last season, Channel 10 has finally revealed who your new MasterChef judges are.
Please welcome to the stage the judges of MasterChef Australia, Jocks on Freelo, Melissa Leong and Andy Allen!
Yes, I know. Anyway, apparently Jock Zonfrillo was named Australia's hottest chef in 2018 and has hosted shows like Nomad Chef and Restaurant Revolution. Leong is an accomplished food and travel writer and has had some TV experience, and MasterChef fans will probably remember Andy Allen, who won season 4 of the show. MasterChef returns for season 12 in 2020. It was the blockbuster tour that never happened, with a couple of legends uniting in 1997, but tensions would spoil the whole thing. Elton John's revealed he told Tina Turner to shove her song Where the Sun Doesn't Shine during a furious row. Apparently, Tina had called him to tell him he should wear different suits so he would look less fat, change the colour of his piano and update his hairdo. But the final straw came when she suggested he didn't know how to play Proud Mary, one of her signature tunes, so he told her to put it where the sun don't shine and stormed off stage. Unfortunately, the two couldn't patch things up and the tour was cancelled. This is just another of the tidbits you can expect from Elton John's autobiography that'll be released later this year. And the Red Hot Summer Tour for 2020 is becoming the hottest ticket in Australia, with 10 shows now completely sold out, featuring the return of Hunters and Collectors, along with James Rain, The Living End, The Angels, Baby Animals, Killing Heidi and Boom Crash Opera. This is a milestone for the Red Hot Summer Tour, with the festival clocking up its 10th anniversary. The good news is there are still tickets available when the Red Hot Summer Tour hits Toowoomba in Queen's Park, Sunday the 23rd of February, via ticketmaster.com.au. And that's the latest.